Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
All right, there we go. I'm glad you're here. I know you guys noticed that I have stopped putting up warning, my show is coming on. I don't do that no more. If you don't want to hear this shit, I can't. You know, I didn't learn since I've been dealing with SWU that I'm not going to give you any warnings. There is a time and a place. If I don't make it, or I'm not going to make it, then I will give you some sort of heads up. Other than that, it's on and cracking. This is the Rosebud Show, you know, where I ain't gonna never be talking no goddamn bullshit, but I will continually and consistently have hella shit to say about any subject and one of y'all want to talk about. And you know, I'm gonna say it. I ain't biting my tongue for none of y'all. Get at me at askrosebud@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And you could always check my site, downanddirty101.com at askrosebud.com. There you can find some of the shit that you're going to need to use trying to catch. And just look, I think it's been over 15 years that I had my MP3 files. And they consistently said, wait a minute, I'm talking about My American Pimp, the book, at CD Baby. And their audio files is like an audio of my book. But I'm telling you what makes it so dope, I got this music. And this music is like a soundtrack. And as I read the book, this music is playing. And when I get in action scenes, this music, it enhances it. So, you know, I'm just saying, don't sleep on that motherfucking shit. I got some dope. Hey, 657-383-0809. That's the call in. Press one. We gonna kick it. Now, let me tell you guys something. Lately, or recently, I've just been on one, not a rant, but just I'm in this mode that you got to understand. And I said this before, and I will say it again. Women love a man with a set of beliefs that she cannot make him change. It doesn't sound right, I guess, to you. To me it does, but maybe it don't to you. That's because you guys don't realize that the women you meet who all accept, women know this, what I'm about to say. Dudes have to discover this. But the reason I know what I'm getting ready to say is because I used to be a pimp. A real pimp. I have caught bitches that was in their 8th year of law school. So about the goddamn law, there ain't no way in the world she thought she'd do some goddamn poet. I didn't call that bitch. I didn't call a bitch that had thought her dick was bigger than mine. Bitch told me she liked me. She wanted to be with me, and she'd catch me some bitches. I told her, you can be with me, but what you gonna do is pay me. I'll catch my own motherfucking bitches. And for a long time, I never even fucked that bitch. Because you a bulldogging bitch. Now, you might get to, you know, see some kind of bitch that is lost and put me up on her, but I don't need you to bring the bitch home. You know, the bitch told me one night, I was getting ready to go because I broke her. And I'm finna go. She said, do you have to leave? I said, I don't have to do shit with what I want to do. The fuck you asked me that for? Bitch asked me to stay. Would you stay? What, motherfucker? What the fuck? You don't like dick? And I ain't just one to fuck you, but if I stay with a bitch, it's because I'm going to take care of my business. Other than that, I'm going to break your ass and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm ready. The bitch said she was ready. First, I was like, y'all. I said, damn. Damn in the bad way, not damn in the good way. Damn, like, I got to get the fuck out of here. But I didn't say that, but that's what I think. And I was talking to the bitch, look, baby, you just tripping. You know, I ain't finna eat your pussy. I ain't finna do none of that shit bitches do. You know, she said, I know. She told me, I know. That's why I even if you don't fuck me, I just spend the night with you. I told that bitch, damn. Look, I'll be back. So I left. Man, and I'm telling you the truth. I left. And I was riding around thinking, did I want to go fuck this bitch? She wasn't no ugly bitch. She just was a bulldogging bitch. Excuse me. So I go back. And I'll be honest. I went and bought me some liquid courage. Smoked me like 950 joints. And I said, fuck it. I'm going to bust this bitch. This bitch was, actually she was fine. She just liked it pussy. So I go to the motherfucking crib and I tell the bitch, I say, look, I'm kind of tripping about fucking with you. And she said, I know, you think you gotta, you know, eat my pussy. I was like, no, you don't have, I look, nah, bitch, that ain't what I'm tripping about. And the bitch said, what? I'm saying, I ain't trying to fuck you because my dick hard or your pussy hot or any of that kind of goddamn shit. If I put my dick in your motherfucking pussy, it's about coming together. And you about to be my bitch. I'm saying all this shit to make this bitch, you know, kind of think about it. You know, I don't want to be competing with all that whatever the fucks these fucking bitches do. I don't know what you motherfuckers do. And the bitch said, just hold me. So I get in the bed. And I'm just holding the bitch. And you know what happened? The bitch just turned into a regular broad. I'm holding her, you know, letting her lay her head on my chest and shit. And I'm, you know, I got the cologne on, you know, I know the bitch smelling all this shit. And I'm telling you, what made me fuck this bitch was when she said, damn, I never thought I could feel like this in a man's arms. And I really never thought I could feel like this about him. Him. My dick sprung into action. and I just fucking handled it. But what I'm saying, of course I'm telling you this story, but you know me. I'm telling you this shit for a reason. I don't talk about sex. So this wasn't about the sex. This was about women are taught by the media and fools like you to flaunt they pussy as an asset. That's why hoes get paid. They flaunt the fact that you can get this pussy. And this motherfuckers pull over. They want to get it. Hey, even bitches that don't even motherfucking, you know, want to do the hoeing thing like this. Because the media shows them, if your pussy is available, you can have any dude you want. Now, whether or not you want to sell your pussy is something else. But today's women have learned, and hoes already knew this, but today's regular woman have learned that a hard dick don't have no conscience. That's why, and you guys listen to this, because they're kicking game with you. That's why anytime a motherfucking bitch know that you looking for some goddamn pussy, her mind automatically goes into the charge mode. I know. You motherfuckers don't believe that shit. But by the time I get done kicking this game with you, you're going to be reassessing what you believe. Because if you reverse that thinking and learn how to make them motherfuckers want your dick, see, you would see the power in what I'm saying. You will see the power in even believing what I'm saying. Not let alone doing what I'm saying. Just believing what I'm saying. See, because just like a hard dick don't have no conscience, if you motherfuckers knew that a hot pussy don't have no conscience either. So you and her really playing on equal fields, equal battlefields. What make her one step ahead? She know your goddamn ass don't know what I just said. And she know even if you thought that bullshit, you wouldn't risk spanking it because you might miss the pussy you trying to get. I know you don't believe me. Women don't think like this. What the fuck you think hoes think? What the fuck do you think hoes be thinking out there? I can't wait for a motherfucker to pull over? No. They know what get motherfuckers to pull over. That's why they be working. Because they be doing shit that make motherfuckers see them and pull over. The fact that they out there, yeah, everybody know they looking for pussy, but there's 90 bitches out here. How you gonna be the one he choose? Cause the ones that know how to hoe is working. Cause the ones that know how to hoe is getting pimped by a real pimp. And he letting them know, you better not be standing there when I come by, you motherfucker. I'm gonna get out of my car and beat your goddamn ass. You better be busy. And I don't mean busy turning tricks. I mean busy catching. I don't care. I ain't getting a fuck. I'm being real with the bitch first. I reverse the thinking because you know what? Being the way I be, they get hot for me. I'm telling you, bro, handling a bitch in this game, she gonna be hot for you. That's why you ain't never gotta worry about whoever dick going up in that bitch. She working. She don't even see it as that. But I know, you motherfuckers today let the bitch kiss the tree and do all woo woo, and he's surprised that the bitch get knocked off because this motherfucker got 19,000 times more money than you. So he can take one of them times more money than you and just have it for spending on bitches. This fucking pussy account. And if you ain't sharp, that bitch gonna get bought off. And most of you motherfuckers talking that goddamn shit, your bitch subject to it. And you know it. We all should know that if you get the brawl, everything she has come with her. But no, you guys are silly. And instead of you knowing that this woman is really fiending for a real dick, because she get plenty of fake dick all the time. See, until she see you know that, she gonna treat you like a trick. And when she see that you after something in particular, her money, her pussy, to her, she gonna charge you because this is a hoe. And she already understands charging the motherfucker is better than being charged. So you know what? She gonna think of some kind of way to satisfy the hoe in her fucking with you. Now, I'm guilty of that too. The bitch thinking of some kind of way to satisfy me, cause she a hoe. But the difference is that bitch know, just as I know, just as y'all know, bitch, you gonna pay me. That's it. And whatever I decide to do with you, for you, or to you, you gonna motherfucking wait until I get ready to do it. Period. Man, if you can stand up like that, you'll get this kind of action. Because when I get ready to tap that motherfucking ass, this woman has already been brain fucked to satisfaction. And she gonna show me I didn't brain fucked her enough by being with me, and I ain't fucking her, and I ain't going for none of that goddamn shit until I get motherfucking ready. I ain't never going for no shit, but I am gonna get ready to fuck you, bitch. But it's gonna be when I get ready. So what I'm saying is, until I do, and what's going to promote that time coming is you being in pockets, you punk. I talk to them motherfuckers like that. Why? You just got with me, bitch. Prove to me you ain't a punk. Because all y'all punks to me. Until you stand up under my motherfucking pen. I don't want to hear your shit. Yesterday's score ain't going to win today's ball game. So whatever you did with that other motherfucker, I could care less about. What I'm saying is this. I want all you motherfuckers to have many, many women. I want you to have that so you can see what women think, not what one woman thinks. Because you guys call yourselves pimps. Go out and get one. And you through. You ain't trying to catch no other bitch. You ain't trying to really do shit. You had already thought of how you could conquer the world with this problem. You ain't even had her 2 weeks. You just started making all your goddamn plans with this bitch. And all you have done is met somebody. You can't have a string of women if all you think about is pussy. What makes you have the string of women is they know they got to vibe with each other for you to come get that pussy. Every night they out, they don't want them other bitches to see you. And if they do, they want them to see you first. Because they know who see you last is gonna get the, you know, they gonna get to be with you. They know that. Well, my bitches knew it. And I would be with somebody last different every night. Even if who I was with last night paid me 5 times more than this bitch I'm with tonight, and I like this bitch that I was with last night 5 times more than I like this bitch right here, I ain't giving a fuck about that shit, bitch. I'm at somebody else's house. So you can either come over here and see me laying up in the bed with this bitch and do whatever the fuck you talking about, get whatever you want, or you wait till I see your motherfucking punk ass, because there's pimping going on with me. I ain't no motherfucking let's make a deal kind of motherfucker. Monty Hall, whatever the fuck. I don't do that shit. Most of you motherfuckers will never even have more than one woman at a time. Because you hungry for pussy. And this lady, this potential hoe, or this real hoe, is going to make sure that you stay full. She going to make sure she give you plenty of pussy. And your ass is going to be hooked. Because that's what you want. 347, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on with you, bud, man? This is Job, man, calling out of New York City.
What's happening, New York?
Listen, man, you know. Hey, man, dig this here. I'm going to get punched in the chest, even roasted. Let's go on with it. I'm from New York, man, and it ain't like New York is slow. You know, it's a whole lot of bitches out here, but this isn't exactly where I want to be as far as trying to catch a bitch. We ain't going to talk in cold, and I'm talking about catching on bitches, you know what I mean, and to be in the game with, okay? Now, my thing is, you know what I mean, I done had a few here and there, you know what I'm saying, but as you can hear, I'm holeless and doleless right now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't got no paper, but as
hey,
it
man,
came off,
I
want to know something.
Check this out. I don't want to hear your background. I don't want to hear all that. Come on with what you got to say.
Okay, well, let's get to the point, and I can dig that. I got a little bit of money, and I got just enough money for me to leave the town with and maybe get a room for 2 nights. You dig what I'm saying? And then that's going to be it. So what I'm asking you is just off your experience, man, should I go out of town, preferably a slow town, to catch a bitch rather than just stay here and, you know, doing the same old shit I've been doing? Because that's
check
it.
This out.
Paper go, that's it.
Check this out. You're talking about New York. You're talking about one of the most expensive places in the goddamn world to live. So whatever amount of money you have ain't going to last but a day if you're talking about living in a spot. You know, I'm not saying leave the town because I don't know what, you know, action you got there or not. But what I'm saying, the only person to know that is you. And if you want to stay there knowing that you're going to be wasting your money because you know you ain't about to catch no bitch, if you know that, that's, you know, you're supposed to go somewhere. But New York also is one of those cities where you can come up. So,
right.
You know, you go somewhere where they got, where your little money can last you a week, but they ain't got no bitches for you to catch. I mean, you know, what's the difference?
You understand what I'm saying?
What's the difference?
Okay, well, I understand what you're saying. Well, the deal was this, because, you know, a lot of
New York niggas know. Bro, I didn't ask you if you understood what I said. I asked you what's the difference. If you stay in New York with your money, you're going to motherfucking be, you know, broke, if that's the case, in a day. And if you go to wherever, you might could be there with your money for a week. And they both have the situations where you can stay in either one. So what's the difference?
The difference would be because it's out of town, I could probably catch a bitch faster out of town than it would be in New York. You dig what I'm saying?
Check this
so
out.
Would, so you,
check,
I,
check
you,
this,
you would
no,
go.
No, no, no,
okay,
no, no,
go ahead.
No, no, no. Check this out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The difference between the two is nothing. There is no difference. The only difference between the two would be the one you was confident enough to decide to do. Just like you sitting there talking about whatever sense you make about the little town, if it was really that,
mm-hmm.
you would have made that decision and took your ass to whatever little town and did whatever you talking about. Because there is no if or all that bullshit. The reality is you got what you got. And what's going to happen is going to happen. And if you want to sit there talking to me about what you can do over here and what you've been doing over here, I mean, shit. That's why I don't want to hear that shit. You got a decision to make. And you better make the
well,
shit
my,
because
go ahead.
Hey, don't tell me your decision. My thing is if you make one, do it. Call me from wherever you're at. Let's kick it in. Because I ain't trying
okay,
to hear that
honest.
Bullshit.
Uh-huh.
It's all, yeah. To be honest, the shit you're saying is bullshit. You going to stay right where you at, period. You already know that. I already know you know it. And I can tell by what the fuck you saying that you know it.
Nope,
and,
I'm going to have to disagree with you there.
Okay, why? Because you got a bus ticket or a train ticket or whatever in your hand and you've been the roll?
Well, the thing is, I haven't got the money.
That's the only way you can disagree. Or I'll say, because you're going to tell me when I get off this phone with you, I'm going to go get whatever I need, and I'm gone. If you're finna do that, I can see that. But what I'm saying, you ain't finna do damn one of them. And I ain't no motherfucker that just came across the street. Why are you quiet, man?
Well, I definitely... Well, I was going to go ahead and let you talk, man. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
Now is my
okay.
Time. I'm going to go ahead and say,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I totally agree with you, and I see where you're coming from, but let me just say this. The money didn't come in yet, because if it has, I'm 90% sure I'll be out this motherfucker. My money come in next week. That's why I'm calling you now. So hopefully
hold on.
All the bullshit,
hold on.
I did what you're saying.
Hold on.
Go
hold
ahead.
On.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Show you some okay. Bullshit, y'all. Let me show you how people play and don't know what the fuck they saying. He said... okay, whatever, glad you said that, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you this. My money ain't coming the next week. Now, he made
right.
That statement. Then he said,
uh-huh.
Right after that, I'm 90% sure I got this motherfucker right there. You see, full of shit. Because if it was about the money coming, ain't no 90%. 100%, I'm gone. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You leaving room for some bullshit. I don't care. Explain it if you want to, bro. Can you explain it?
Yeah, I can, as a matter of fact, because our only 10% was just going to kind of waver a little bit on what you said, just on your experience. That's why I called into the show. So, you know what I'm saying? Like you're saying,
hey,
now,
bro,
get your ass
bro,
up and go.
Bro, stop.
That's 100%.
Stop. You lying. Stop. You lying. Because
lying
before, you said, that 90% shit, I had already told you where I was coming from.
I knew you was going to say that. Yeah.
Hold on. I not only had already told you where I was coming from, you had said you understood it. That's why I asked you what the fuck you going to do. And you said your money going to come and you 90%
mm-hmm.
sure. Now you saying
Born.
The reason you was 90% sure because you was leaving 10% so you can, you know, do whatever the hell, or if I did something made a little more sense, you could do that. But okay, if I was one of those egotistical maniacs, I would be happy that you said you was gonna wait on me, and I just said, yeah, you did the right thing. But motherfucker, you lying to yourself. You can't bullshit me. What I'm saying, 2 and 2 is 4. If you know your money coming next week and you was
uh-huh.
waiting on to hear whatever the hell I had to say, I already said, man,
yep.
I'd be gone. Or I'd do whatever the hell I thought to do. And basically, you must have thought to go. So instead of you saying, man, I've been thinking about it, and just talking to you made me decide I'm going. When that motherfucking money comes next week, I'm going to be out of here. You didn't say that, man. I'm saying that.
No, I didn't. Yeah, you saying
hey,
that,
bro.
That's what I'm saying. When I said before, that
no,
was more in the past
what
tense of what
saying.
I was saying.
That ain't what you saying. You saying what you said. And what you said represents what you really think. What you saying now is because we kicking it. And you seeing all kind of holes in what you said at first. So now you're trying to be sharp and plug the holes up. But you're fucking with a motherfucking awl. I stab holes and shit. I don't care what you say. I kill people with their own words. I don't make up shit to kill you with. Everything I'm denying you with came out your mouth.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I
man,
say,
I'm gonna argue that.
I say once again, I try to tell you guys how easy it is to lie to your goddamn self. And if you don't think you're lying to yourself, you would be able to do whatever the fuck it is you came up with to do. You wouldn't need to talk.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. Bro, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the people that's listening. Matter of fact, let me take you off right now. I'll come back to you in a minute. What I'm saying to y'all is you can talk whatever shit you want to talk until you run into a motherfucker like me. And I ain't the only motherfucker like this. There's people all over the world that can see through you simply by listening to what the fuck you say. Why? Because they've been in the streets and they know how to play. That's just all there is to it. And all you got to do is let somebody talk. That's all you have to do. And be a sharp motherfucker. And you listen to what they say. And real fast, you can dissect what was said. And really fast, you can pull out what was weak. Because that's how you play on the street. First time, you take a little time to think about it and you miss that motherfucker. Second time, you took less time to think about it, but you still miss that motherfucker. And then one of them times, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth, 20th, one of them times you go hit. And when you hit, all the reasons you miss is going to be coming clear almost immediately. And it's not that you won't miss again, but it's that you know what to avoid. And the more you know what to avoid, you're going to learn what to look for. And the more you know what to look for, you're going to see most shit to avoid. And the cycle continues. All right, bro, I'm going to give you a chance to come on in with your last statement, then I'm going on. What's up, 347?
Okay, well, what I want to say is this, man. I like everything you said, and more importantly, I understand everything you said. And let me say this. I'm going to go ahead and take responsibility for this shit. Thinking about it while you had me on hold, I really wasn't listening to what you were saying. I was thinking about something else, and I was thinking about how I should have said the whole shit different. I said it wrong, and because I said it wrong, you got the wrong interpretation of me and what the fuck I was saying, but that's not your fault. That's my fault for saying the shit wrong. So, you know, that's cool with me.
Check this out. That's not a true assessment. I didn't get the shit wrong. You may have said what you said not in the best way you meant it, and I didn't hear it wrong, because no matter how you would have said whatever you were going to say, unless you would have said, I'm going to do this, I would have said the same thing, man. And this ain't got nothing to do with me correcting you as far as what you said. This got something to do with telling yourself the truth from Jump Street. You can't make moves fooling yourself. And I'm not saying you were, but since me and you talking and it was a possibility, I have to see if that's what you're going to do. And the only way I can see that is if you finna tell me as soon as this money come next week, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here and I'll let you in 8 or 9 days let you see what's happening. Man, me and you would have been talking about, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. Go ahead on, do that shit, woo-woo, whatever. None of this would have went on. So, bro, All I'm saying is this ain't a judgment type situation. This is an informative situation for you, for you to see how easy, even if you weren't guilty of it right now, to you, how easy it is to send yourself on the wrong pattern simply by something you said to yourself or something you thought. And all I want is for you and whoever listening to me to understand that that ain't what you want to do. You want all your goddamn thoughts to promote you to do the correct thing so that you can win. Because believe it or not, bro, I trust that you know what you want to do. I trust that you know what you want to do. But what I also see is that you ain't confident enough to risk, if let's say I want to cross this highway, I know all these goddamn trucks is coming, but then at one point I see I should cross it. Now, if I ain't brave enough to do it when I see it, the time that I take to think about doing it and I try it, I'm liable to get ran over. And if I'm stupid enough to think I should run out there when it's not right, I'm liable to get ran over. So that makes me have to trust my decision. And that makes me not want to, like, think about my decision. That makes me, in that same instance, I didn't thought about how fast the car is going, and I see how far it is across the street. And I know if I leave at the right particular time, that last car, the last lane is the one I got to be worried about. I'm thinking of all this. So what I'm saying is, if I say, you know what, when I decide to go, I'm going to go. Because I'm also thinking, when I decide to go, if I hesitate, I'm going to fuck around and get killed. I mean, that's how you got to think, man. And you have to know what you're thinking is the right thing to think. And the only way you're going to know that is by testing yourself. Excuse me. By testing yourself over and over and over. When you think something, do it. And that way, you'll show yourself you know what you're talking about. Because soon as I think it, I'm doing it. I ain't getting a fuck. Let the chips fall where they may. I ain't finna be scared. I ain't finna trip. You know, I made mistakes. I didn't won. I didn't lost. But overall, I've been able to be me, which is where I win. Because I ain't got to win all the time. Because I can accept a loss. But that doesn't make me a loser. You know what I'm saying? When you take a loss and now you feel like a loser, then you fucked up. But what athlete does that? What any professional does that? Even the motherfucker that never lost, when he lose, does he think he ain't shit? No. He just got a loss on his side. And he keep going. That's where you at, bro. If you take that move, you get the fuck out of wherever you at, do whatever you talking about doing, and it don't work out, you just got a loss, man. The world's still going on. Your life's still going on. And you're going to have to come up with another move. And the only way you're going to do that is to be confident about the move you made, even though the move you made didn't happen to work the way you wanted it to work. You ain't scared to think something. That's what's important. You ain't scared to think something and do it. You feel me, man?
Man, I needed that shit. On the real,
I know you
did. I needed that
shit. I know you did.
Yeah.
I know you did. Because that's what's up with me, man. I don't have to see you and know you and have been talking to you to know what's up with you. I truly be listening to you, man. I heard in your voice you about it, you know, to an extent. But then the extent you ain't about it is that sureness. If you ain't sure, that question, that question is going to fuck you up. So you fuck that question. Kick it to the side. You already know what's up with you. And you ain't trying to be broke, stinking, and hungry, but you can be broke, stinking, and hungry. Because that's what I used to think. I'd be riding by them goddamn bums, and I pull over and give them quarters and shit. And when I pull up, I'd be saying, God, thank you, because that could be me. No, goddamn well, I ain't never going to be giving them no motherfucking quarter, begging for quarters. But I know damn well it's possible. I'm not going to let the possible overtake what I know is. And what is me. And what is you. So otherwise, it's possible to go wherever you're going to go and be broke, stinking, and hungry. But it's also possible for you to go where you go and come up just like you think it. And the only way that's going to be it is if you continue from this point on to think that's what you've been to do. Eat, sleep, walk, talk, drink, and everything you do is representing. I'm coming up when I get this fucking money. And when you do, bro, holler at me, man.
Man, man, listen, I appreciate your shit. I appreciate your shit. I ain't going to hold up the line, but I just want to say this. I'm going. Put me in the queue.
Later. 254, what's up with you?
Rosebud, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm great. This is Big Steve, Rosebud.
Big Steve, what's happening?
Hey, I just called to tell you, man, I want to say thank you for letting me stand next to you, okay?
I appreciate it, man. You welcome.
Now, here's why I say that. Because I'm in the course, and I'm in the process of weeding my garden. And when I tell you, Rosebud, I see the world opening up right before my eyes, man.
Okay, but listen, Big C, I don't want you to say too much that's going on in the course. But I do understand what you're saying. You're seeing the world opening up. Now, we could talk about that if you got something to say about it. But don't say too much about the course.
Well, see, I'm up on game about that. I learned instinctively not to talk about the course in that manner. But
well, hey, wait. You already said weed in your garden.
but that's too much right there.
Hey, that's too much right there. Especially if you you're gonna say it and then start talking about what you're meaning. It's easy to see what weed in your garden is. All I'm saying, whatever. I ain't trying to tell you what to say. I'm just saying, man, I be on here and it sounds like I'm really giving up shit, but I'm not, man. I've been doing this shit for 9 years. I know how to say everything that sounds like I'm telling you all this, but it ain't. It's just crumbs. And these crumbs is going to make you want that cake if you want it. So that's just what's up. You got anything else you want? Go ahead and add it, Big Steve.
I'm getting prepared, man, so I can get in the course, man. Look for Big Steve from Texas real soon.
All right, man, for sure. 770, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud? It's Mo.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Man, I'm all good. Yo, so, yeah, man, a couple months ago, you was on the phone with Boss Hogg, man, and y'all was talking about, y'all briefly mentioned, like, music and romance, right? I was trying to find out, you know, what music you listen to, man? Like, you know, just, yeah, what music you listen to for real? You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of have that mindset of a golden, true style player.
Check this out, bro. This is real. I am the most boring motherfucker because I listen to jazz, period.
Right.
But I'm saying if I feel like being in some kind of mood, I listen to old school. You know, it's not that I don't like rap. It's just I don't like what they talking about. Not the violence. It's just even the stuff they saying, even the hooks, it's just stupid shit. You know, and I don't like it. And the creativity is there as far as the artist being creative, but what's not there is the real meaningful message that was in music. You know, like old school. That I don't know, man. There is no soul music anymore. Did you know that?
I find myself listening to like the '90s music. You know, I like Twista and Do or Die. I like Jay-Z, definitely, you know, Biggie. But, yeah, nowadays, man, it's just like a lot of bullshit, you know, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, but listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen to what you said. You said the Jay-Z and Biggie and Wu. Them rapping-ass motherfuckers. I ain't saying nothing wrong with them. I'm just saying the fools ain't got no message to your shit like the OJs or the Temptations or Aretha Franklin or one of them motherfucking songs. You know, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye. You know, shit. What's his name? I love this motherfucker. God, I can't even think of his name. He made Happy People. Frankie Beverly and Maze. All them motherfuckers, man, they had real messages in their music. And as you dance to the music, the message had something to do with how you was dancing. And it just all felt good. Right now, I'm not saying something is wrong with rap, but how can you get into what they be saying? They be saying...
All right.
What, man? What?
Like,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, you know, you get into it, you know, based upon, you know, I guess in a sense, like, your lifestyle or how you want to feel. You know what I'm saying? Like just throwing it out there, like, twist and do it that. I feel like that's like some smooth player music. You know what I'm saying? Just
yeah, it could
out
be.
There.
It could be smooth player music, but what they saying with the music. What I'm saying is you got a motherfucker talking about, I can make it rain, whatever, he gonna make it rain. And he talking, you motherfuckers listening to him is thinking that shit is cool. Hear the motherfucker talking about it. It ain't tricking if you got it. You guys listen to this shit? No, not the song. I'm talking about the message.
The message. Yeah,
what,
the message, yes.
Hey, what trick don't have it? Tell me a trick that don't have
it. I get that. Yeah, I get that 100%.
So why would somebody say some shit like that? Because they're trying to mislead you.
They can be proud of being a trick.
That's right. That's right. They're trying to mislead you. Now, if a motherfucking old school song was saying something like that, they would be telling you. You know, he tired of spending his money, whatever the hell. He might have went to the damn strip club and he seen this bro. He ain't talking about he just pulled out all his money and made it rain. He go to the strip club, but he did something constructive in there, came up with a bitch, whatever. Got his dick sucked, whatever the fuck. He ain't talking about this stupid shit that be in these rap songs. But all these, hey, listen, and the biggest, which I like Snoop Dogg, don't get me wrong, I like it, but they just such pimps. I'm talking about him, short dog, him, motherfuckers, him. Man, neither one of them niggas could send a bitch across the street to get some potato chips, let alone some real chips. Is I'm lying?
That's fucked up, man. I thought Two Show was about his business at least.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, hold on. Are you trying to say I'm lying? Because
I
stand alone. Wait. I don't mean are you saying you're a liar. I don't mean that. I'm just saying are you saying that I'm wrong? Because what I'm saying is, bro, neither one of them dudes could send a bitch across the street to get some potato chips, let alone across the country to get some real chips and send it to a motherfucker. The only way they can do that is they doing it for Snoop Dogg, the celebrity. We get bitches to do it on us.
Right.
Ain't no celebrity. Nigga just started in this game and you gonna do it if you got shit right. And this is a big fucking difference, man. It's a big difference because all of the shit people talked about in back in my day to become a singer or whatever was real shit that they went through. But killing niggas, doing whatever the niggas, all that shit was going on back then. That wasn't none of selling all the dope in the world. Man, Superfly, hey, let me ask you something. You remember that movie Superfly?
Nah, I ain't see that. That's
okay.
Before my time.
It is. But what I'm way before your time. It was way before your time. But what I'm going to say about Superfly, everybody that know about Superfly think Superfly was a pimp. Superfly ain't about pimping. Do you know what Superfly is about? It's about cocaine.
Yeah, you had briefly touched. Yeah, yeah.
It's about cocaine. Otherwise, this dude looked like, his name was Priest. He looked like the pimps looked of the time. And he had bitches. But every time they came to buy cane from him, they would say, this shit any good? And he would say, man, this shit's fly. And motherfucker would take a hit, and he would say, yeah, this shit's fly. This shit's super fly. That's what Superfly was. The cane. So what I'm saying is little things like that get people on the wrong pace, especially in the game. And people take these words and then they make these words mean what they want it to mean so they could be in the game and they not realizing how they fucking the game up. The game is getting deteriorated because people don't know what they're doing. And people don't care that they don't know what they're doing. Because when you check them, when the OG, when I was turning out, you know, and I'm finna snatch this bro, you know, and I'm on the track, bitch, who didn't he hear me? He said, come on, man, you know, pimp is better than that, man. Check that bitch around the corner, man. He gave you some game. You don't want everybody in your business like that, especially you don't want the popo in your goddamn business, man. You know, nigga ain't thinking about that shit, he mad. But when you hear that shit, you know, that shit make hella sense to you. Plus, you want to get respect. So you tell him, right on, man, you know, and you take the bitch. And then when you see him in the after hours, you buy him a drink. Man, I was tripping, woo, woo, woo. You know, and y'all get to kicking it. This is the way the game is supposed to go. That's the way it spreads. Niggas meet each other through whatever shit, and this game overcame the shit, and you and this nigga, through seeing the game the same way, y'all end up being cool. You could have exchanged bitches. It could have been any goddamn thing. You started out bumping heads, but you ended up kicking because you got game, and it's not about fighting. It's about a motherfucker getting what he wants through his mouthpiece. And believe me, man, as much shit as I talk, I only had one fight in the pimp. Now, I didn't beat up some bitches, but I'm somebody in the pimp, and I had one fight. And it was with some Marines. And I was young in this pimp, and I was new to Hollywood. And we were standing on Detroit Street. That's where we used to hang, Detroit and Sunset. And the police, they came and they jumped over the fence behind this liquor store. And man, shit, I bolted. But all them niggas I was with stood there. And when I came back, but well, you know, they knew I wasn't from Hollywood. Because when a nigga runs, you get killed. But where I was from, that's, you know, you get away from the police. Plus, the police wasn't even coming after us. They was after something else. But that taught me something. And this goddamn fight that I'm talking about, we was on Detroit Street, and these fucking Marines had got robbed or something. Some bitch had robbed them. And they're across the street. And we hear them over there making ruckus. We over there talking. And next thing I know, they coming across the street. And then they pointing at us. And then one of these motherfuckers start taking the lead. You want to die, boy? You want to die, boy? Go, boy. He was saying that shit as he was walking towards me. He this motherfucker. Now, I'm telling you, I was like 23, 24. And I had the big 175-pound bag hanging in my garage. And I was off into that karate shit. And this motherfucker was walking toward me. And he started looking like the bag. And I just whooped on him. A kick and a punch, and he was down. And then motherfucker Marines, they all grabbed him by his shoulders, and they started saying, move, 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 move. They started running across the street, dragging his up. That shit was so goddamn funny.
Yeah, nah.
But what I'm saying, man, You know, Game is a motherfucker. And I never thought I would have a fight, but I always thought I wanted to be in shape or whatever. And I called myself showing out in front of my women. You know, they would be at the pad and I'd be in there hitting that, sweating and all that shit. Little did I know at one point that shit was going to come. And you got to be willing to use what you know. Like I'm telling you, man, take your ass and do what the hell you know you can do, bro. I said all that to say that.
Right. Focus on your strengths, you're saying.
No, don't focus on nothing. Do what the fuck you think. Focus on winning. Focus on being you. Nothing else. All right, I'm going to put you in. I got another. Oh, that's Sean. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, I just wanted to speak on the music topic, the reason that it's different. Well, the main reason that it's different is that the main reason that it's different is that today it's a sucker's game. Like, the only purpose is to sell fake concepts to people that don't know no better. Like, they're trying to normalize society's, they're trying to make you follow social norms that's all fake. You know, the reason that music was so deep back then is because it went against the grain of society, you know. And we, like black people, we naturally went against the grain of society because we wasn't accepted. So we did our own thing. And that's where the soul came from. Just the way we walked, the way we talked, the way we put it down. So now,
you're right.
Now we signing up to go against the grain because we think we get paid. But it's like, you know, it's really messing everything up. You know, back then.
You know, what's striking me about what you said is how the music today is, they didn't live in it. I mean, some of them live in the streets or whatever, but, you know, it's not real like it was back in the day. But I said that to say this. See, I stress the fact that that's technology. Even though these dudes is not really tripping, blah, 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 the ones that's making the music damn near don't even know anything about music. They just doing something. And it is cool.
Correct.
It is making music. But what I'm saying is they don't really know how to make music with notes. You know, they haven't done that. I ain't saying what's good or bad. What I'm saying is technology makes you think you know something without making you experience what the hell you think you know. And that's the big problem. And, you know, we go through that, man, to school, man. That we ain't dealing with technology like that. Technology is a tool. And with technology, we the tools. Technology is the user. They're using us with that technology shit. We got to understand, man, in order to be a real doctor, you have to go through the trials and errors of what a doctor goes through. You can learn everything a fucking doctor does. And you know that little game called Operation, where you're supposed to remove whatever without touching shit? Now, you learn what the doctor do and play that game and don't make nothing buzz. But think about it. If it do buzz, whoever you was operating on is dead. How many times do you hit that thing and make it buzz before you get good enough to pull it out, even though the first time you tried it, you knew what to do? It's a big difference, Sean. Sean, that was a dope point, man. I appreciate that, bro.
You know, hey, but you can throw me back in.
Okay. So, what I'm saying is, the way bitches play, dudes like us, we've, you know, controlled the way we think. We didn't control the way we think about sex. You know, it's down to the last thing that we gonna do. Because I'm telling you, you guys don't realize how hot pussy is. Just like your dick is hard, that bitch pussy hot. And all you gotta do is show her you qualified to fuck her. And you do that by not even wanting to fuck her. At least I do. Bitch, I ain't thinking about your goddamn pussy. If I try to get it, you're going to keep it from me. If I act like I don't want it, you're going to give it to me. That's what I know. When it comes to pussy, I don't tolerate no motherfucking pussy games. I do not tolerate a bitch playing pussy games with me, which I'll venture to say all you motherfuckers have experience. Otherwise, let's take this, for instance. You guys will let a motherfucker tell you on Tuesday morning, she gonna tell you, you know, I'm busy all this week. But in the weekend, I'm a little tired, but Monday, I'm gonna come over there and you can have this pussy. She tells you that shit. And you motherfuckers are so stupid. You will be on your good behavior from Tuesday morning till Monday morning, to Monday evening, when she come over to give you the pussy. Now, during that week, she done called you and asked you for this. She done called you and needed that, and you volunteered. She done called you and got damn this shit done. Because you know you gonna get that pussy. Some of this shit came out your pocket. So what I'm saying is Monday come around. God damn it, and you get that pussy. Who won? You, because you got the pussy? Or her? Because for a whole week, she lingered the pussy in front of you and got all kinds of shit done. And then next week, when you need something done, you ain't gonna even think about lingering your dick in front of her. Reverse the tables. Yeah, I'm telling you. See, that's the kind of shit I'm here to end. Hopefully. It's obvious that you don't fully understand that I have adapted the mentality. Not the philosophy. The mentality. Adapted the mentality of a person we all know is at the top of the food chain when it comes to women. How am I able to do that? I was one of them men at the top of the food chain. I know the mentality. I know the philosophy. So what I'm saying is, I've adapted this shit in such a way that regular dudes, you can benefit from it. The essence of what makes a man of my past so irresistible to women, because I don't give a fuck if you believe it or not. I know I was irresistible, and I am still irresistible right now. I don't give a fuck if you believe it. But what I've done is broke that shit down in layman's terms for any one of you motherfuckers to fully utilize it to your benefit. Now, I did this shit because I'm a regular Joe. I'm a regular Joe now, and I just got a lot of experience. I just have a lot of experience with women. And I'm just offering you the same chances to see this in your life. See what I've seen. No, I ain't talking about pimping on no broads. I'm talking about having broads looking at your motherfucking dick the way you look at her pussy. I'm talking about having a broad woman to come over. No, I got to do this, that, and the other, but I ain't really got no money for that shit. Like, don't worry about it. I got the money to, let me take care of it for you. This bitch want to get over there. No, I ain't gonna have you do that shit because I ain't gonna. No, I want to do it for you. Well, all right, if you want to come over and, you know, take it, get this shit on the way, and whatever I say at that point. I'm saying this is not about pimping. This is about being a motherfucker in this climate of beta motherfuckers or Charlie motherfuckers or Delta motherfuckers. It's about being a real motherfucker. Not even Alpha, you off the charts. The shit my course helps you build, it helps you build I mean, goddamn, real tangible things. Of course, I may say you can do it this quick when it might be that quick. But what I'm saying is timing don't matter to me on this. Because none of you realize how long it even took me to learn this. You want to learn it in a month or two when it took me some years to learn that I had learned it. I didn't even know I had learned the shit. I mean, it takes years. And once you have it and you go some more years, you'll see. You'll see. A lot of shit you don't have to change. You don't have to adjust. You just deal. Right when it happens. And this is the power of being a confident man. You ain't got to think about shit. Hey, man, don't think about it. If I say that, I already want to say no. So fuck you, I ain't thinking about it, no. I ain't thinking about shit. And I ain't hurt. I'm healthy. I didn't have one operation in my 65 years. I didn't have some health issues, but I'm not a person on some sort of really fucked up medication because I'm fucked up. Man, I do what I think. Soon as I think it. Think it, do it. I'm not going to think it and then think about doing it. Fuck that. My motherfucking confidence is off the chain. The most common thing they say about me is that I ain't lying. Damn, I'm scared of you, or are you something else? Are you too much? Yeah, baby, I am. That's what I say, whatever they say any of that. All the bras admit today that when they get approached, it's the confidence that they can see the person who's approaching them don't have. That's what really turns them off. You know, when I talk to the dudes that, you know, fuck with my goddamn course, they all tell me the opposite. It's about the confidence that they learn to display, and they use it to attract women. And believe it or not, none of them had the courage or the knowledge to do what they're doing now until they got serious. And let the course lay them. And hell yeah, you need to know how to handle women in the bedroom. But what the fuck do you do with her after you fuck her? I'm saying a real motherfucker know what to do with the bitch after he fuck. You guys don't. Man, I fuck a bitch, I roll over, the bitch gotta get up, go get me a rag, wipe my dick off, treat me like a motherfucking king, then whatever, talk, say whatever you want to talk, blah, 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 I might talk. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Man, that's a so you got a routine, bitch. You better not never forget that, or I ain't coming back. You gotta do that. You know, I know where the skills that I teach are taking any woman that you just had sex with. And you certainly won't be depending on how well you goddamn fucked her to know where you going with her. And no, this bitch ain't gonna be doing no hoeing. Not these days. I got so much more for a motherfucker. It's the dude for me. Yeah, I'm scared. Man. This is. Man, shit. They just do all kind of things for me. I ain't no goddamn pimp. And I have absolutely zero desire to rekindle that flame. But does that mean I'm supposed to forget how much game I have? Or am I supposed to overlook how I affect the motherfucking woman who comes in contact with me? Shit. No. I better figure out how to use that shit to my advantage. And I did. And in the course of me doing it, I just learned a lot more about my black ass. Since I embraced my changes, I have so much more to tell bitch about life. I used to only have pimp in their ass to tell them. I ain't trying to tell you about nothing else, bitch. Man, I'm an accomplished author. I've been wrote 20 goddamn novels. I done financed 2 documentaries. I done invented 3 children games that teaches kids about putting numbers together and history. Shit, man. The shit I tell a woman after I fuck her will turn her on me to way more than any dick could ever do. I'm already in the head because I have the confidence to do it. And I'm not fucking the bitch until I see her in her head. I know how to stay there. I just want to see that I'm there. I bust that broad arm and have her buying the next 1,000 books I need to sell. Or I had a bitch get my graphics for whatever project is next. Or whatever I need. Because I ain't scared to ask that bitch, which I don't even really ask them. I play for mine. I believe in the ADPs. All I do is tell them about shit. This is the bitch want my dick like you motherfuckers want pussy. They do what y'all do. You volunteer to take care of it this month. The bitches do that for me. I ain't pimping on their motherfucking ass. I probably couldn't pimp on them. I don't believe in simply going after some goddamn pussy. That kind of thinking weakens any real man by allowing a fantasy about women to control him. Shit. My fantasy, if it's about women, that controls me, is how they be serving me. And about 20 of them got me on one of them thrones that they be carrying back in the old Roman days. Well, they be carrying a motherfucking king to where he goes. Now, that's my motherfucking fantasy. I see you, Fofo. What's happening?
What's up, Rosebud? Hey, this is E from Cleveland, man.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Shit, chilling. Got a quick question for you, man. First, I want to say, man, you the GOAT in this shit, man. But check out my question. So I'm following what you're saying, man. And so like, what if Shorty got like super, you know, fat ass, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. My question is, how do you keep your mind off of that and keep your mind focused on what you know what I'm saying, what you need?
Man, the funny thing, what got me, you know, because that's like a silly question, but I know you're serious, so I'm not saying it's this. But what I'm saying is, man, the way you keep your mind off of that bitch fat ass is to be selfish and conceited. I keep telling you, motherfuckers, if you selfish and conceited enough, all you're going to be thinking about is your mission. Whatever that is, that bitch ass could be cool and have a lot to do with whatever amount of fun you're going to have with the mission that you're trying to accomplish. But looking at that fat ass going to keep you from accomplishing. That's why you got to think about what you want, how you want it, how you want it to appear, and you be going for that because your mind going to be really occupied if you're thinking about all that kind of shit when you at a bitch. Sean, what's up? Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask my man right there a question, 2 questions. So let's say she got a fat ass, her makeup is all nice, and you know you in her bedroom, and she say, before you get some pussy, you gotta call me master, and you gotta be my slave. Would you call her master and be her slave just to get some pussy?
No, Sean, that's dead. None of that.
Why? Why not?
Because, you know, to make it quick, the quick answer is because it's not like that shit overcomes me. I just want to know if it's normal to have those thoughts. But no, I still know I'm the prize, first off. And I understand, I've been listening to Rosebud and you even, Sean, Kicking Game for long enough where I already know I'm the prize. But I want to know if it's normal. Do y'all have those thoughts in your head? Is it, and you
listen,
overcome them,
listen,
or
caller,
you ahead of them?
Caller, listen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What you guys don't understand is just because you had a bra don't mean you're supposed to stop thinking. So me personally, hell yeah, I be looking at that ass and seeing that ass while I'm talking to that bitch. Man, she got some big juicy lips. All I can feel is her motherfucking dick up. I mean, my dick in her mouth. But that ain't gonna stop me when I look at that ass and think about it. It's also making me think of something to tell that bitch.
Yeah,
you know, that shit motivates me. Man, I ain't gonna tell her nothing about her ass. I'm gonna look at her, knowing that if she listens to what I'm gonna tell her, that ass gonna be mine.
Correct. Let's look at it like this too. Let's look at it like this too. So if both of y'all are superheroes, right, and her only power is the pussy, and you find a way to be immune to the pussy, what power does she got over you?
None.
So then at that
point, yeah, I like that.
Whenever
I like
you
that.
Choose it, whenever you choose to, you could go over there and get her pussy, and it don't really, really phase you, but you can't let her use her superpower over you. So, of course, you're going to like it and you're going to want it, but you can't let it rule your life as if, you know, as if it's like some type of kryptonite and you're ready to turn into a puddle of water as soon as it comes next. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know,
you can't let it go like
that. Sean, let me tell you, man, I'm going to quit calling on you, man. I'm just going to quit calling. This motherfucker, man, be coming up with some shit. That was a good one, Sean. That was a fucking... good. Hey, her superpower is that pussy. And what I'm saying is, if you allow her to use that superpower, and you're going to be subject to her. But if you realize believing in your dick is not the antidote, but what you call it, whatever it is, it inoculates you against what she used. And you believe in your dick, and she try to use that pussy, and you shine her on, she going to start wanting you. And then it ain't nothing she got can get you except for her. And then when she bring herself, you want some pussy, and you going to get some pussy. See, that's the difference between getting pussy and letting a bitch give you some pussy. I don't let him give me no pussy. I don't let it happen. You ain't going to ever give me no pussy, bitch. I'm getting it, period. If you come over here fucking with me, I'm going to get that goddamn pussy. Or don't even bring your black ass over here. Your white motherfucking bitch, whatever you are. Don't come over here because I'm going to get the pussy. I'm going to establish because they want that because they all come over. Oh, and when they walk in the door, you a man. You come in. Oh, no, bitch, take your fucking clothes. I don't want to hear that shit. Hey, and when I get done, I am not thankful. I ain't glad you came over. I ain't none of that. If you want to sit up and watch a movie, I'd be glad. If I want to do whatever I'm doing and you ain't trying to go, okay, you can sit here. But you ain't spending the night. You ain't finna come in my kitchen. You ain't finna do shit. But, you know, sit here and look at TV if that's what you want to do. And I'm going to make sure I'm doing something else.
Correct. Now, let's look at this, too. Let's look at this, too, right?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
She been with 10 different guys. And all 10 of them, soon as they see her fat ass and they see her little makeup or whatever, they start getting weak, and as soon as they do something, they get soft. So how do you look when it's not really a thing to you? When you don't bend and turn into a puddle? How do you look? How does your value look? What level does it look like you on?
High, real
so you
high,
don't have
real
to,
high.
You don't have to even be disrespectful. She's going to see the difference. She's going to separate you from them in her mind automatic.
And you know what, man?
Powerful.
Hey, what that's going to do is catch. That's going to catch.
Time.
You catching her. You not getting no pussy. You ain't after no money. You after the bitch. Because what I'm saying is if you get the bitch, where can she leave her pussy? Where the fuck can she leave her purse? Shit. I'm saying I didn't been victim of this myself. Got the pussy and missed the bitch. No, I ain't doing that. I'm going to get the bitch because I know the pussy come with her. unless she one of these technology bitches that can, like, you know, remove her pussy and put it in her purse. Because that shit coming, y'all. That shit coming. I'm talking shit, but that shit coming. You motherfuckers gonna be, hey, can you give me a C7? And C7 gonna be a big fat ass. Big fat ass,
correct.
Motherfucking dog that you motherfuckers took to take home.
Correct.
Hey, that's how I see you, man. Go ahead.
One more thing before I go back on. Before I go back in, is that when she sees that, she's going to have to deal with you on a whole different program than she deal with everybody else. And I'm gone. You can put me back in the queue.
Facts.
Yeah,
facts.
Okay.
You're looking, Sean.
Hey, Carlos, but you see that shit, though?
Man, yeah, that's Trey Lace. I see that. I see what y'all saying, man. I was soaking it in.
Check this out, man. You know Sean?
No,
not
I just
knowing,
listen.
But have you been hearing him on here?
Yeah.
Sean started out worse than you wouldn't believe how Sean started out.
I believe it, man. Hey, you know why I believe it?
Why is that?
Because, man, you know, just listening to you, what you've been doing and shit, you know, I got a little bit of the course, but it made such a dramatic effect in my life. I couldn't even begin to tell you all the testimonies, but I'll leave it at that. So I believe it's life-changing, you know, what you're doing, Rosebud.
Man, I appreciate that, man. But that fucking Sean, there's several others. And you sound, you know, like, you know, and if your money funny, bro, hit me, man. And let me know your dog. Don't say your prefix. Just hit me in your email. Hit me in the email and let me put your prefix there, and I know who you is. Let me know what's happening with you, and we might can do something. Because I like motherfuckers that win. I don't, you know,
yes,
I ain't trying to be with somebody that just want to have this shit just so they can say they have it. You know, that's why I love what Sean be saying, and that's why I keep telling him I'm gonna kick your fucking ass off. I'm gonna block you from my show. But he know I'm telling him, man, that's dope. You saying, man. You know, man, it's just dope, man. I'm going to put you back in here, too. I got a lot more shit to talk about. Excuse me. I appreciate that call, though. See, I'm not saying that you got to want what I want. But you damn sure should want something from any goddamn woman that you mess with. And don't be mad at me because I got skills that I can rely on that none of you motherfuckers have. Don't be telling me that I'm bragging because I know I can use my skills right in front of you on a live radio show with the bitch talking, knowing people listening, and I can still come up. Just don't be upset that I know that I could be this way because I want more from a woman than some fucking pussy. And I surely am not saying that you should not want to tap that ass. Because TTA, that's what I call it. That's a must. Man, I'm a Scorpio. You know Scorpios are fucking be fucked. So I'm not saying, you know, don't want no pussy. I'm saying learn how to use your dick as a motherfucking weapon, like I use my words. Everything you think of concerning change in your goddamn life is possible. I believe it. Any of you that's been dealing with me through Facebook or whatever know that I predict all kinds of fucking shit. I'm going to build a pool table. I'm going to get straight A's. I'm going to become a painter. I don't just talk this shit. I do it. Not that I'm the best at it, but I'm sure going to do my best at it. And the shit be looking good to me. And other people say it does look good, but what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck. You ain't got to fucking do what I do. But I know if you think something and you really believe it, you can do it. 202, what happened with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Nothing, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I just wanted to say, I've been listening to you, following you for about a couple months now. I just catch the show when I can. And, man, I got to say, just all listening to you, you know, I ain't bought the course or nothing, but I can see it taking shape. Just all the little nuggets I be getting, you know, I'm starting to see a difference. Just in, you know, how I'm getting received and how people reacting toward me. You know, I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, what I got to say with you, brother, just think of what would happen when you get the actual course. You're getting crumbs, and they helping. Think about if you just got, say you bought something and added up to a slice, you would at least have hella more than the crumbs. Hey, whenever you're ready, get at me, man, and I'll work with you if I need to. But you got some shit going on, so I'll put you back in. Making such noise. So, my thing is, like I'm saying, you know, whatever you want to do is actually possible to be done. Your goddamn confidence is waiting on your next move. Just as the next woman in your life is waiting on that pain move. You got to get your shit and your mind together. Your shit is the car where you live, blah, 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 all that kind of goddamn shit. In your mind, we know what that is, your mentality. You got to let the change take place so you can become that motherfucker you know you are. If you don't allow the change to take place because you're fighting it with all the things you know, you're just going to be at a loss. You can't stop failing in the game, especially when you're on a date. You got to continue failing. And you got to continue failing until you start getting what you want from women. You can't get what you want unless you know what that is and you're brave enough to go after it. I mean, you all accept that if it's at all possible, any woman that you fucking will charge you in some kind of way, a dinner or something. And what I want you to start thinking is you want something from her besides her pussy. And I want you to be brave enough to say that to her. Well, you know, my dick, hey, my dick hard, but I got some baby oil in the bathroom at home, so, you know, man, I don't want to fuck. Tell me something like that. I don't let you use me for my dick. My dick worth more than that. You know, you talking about whatever you talking about. Shit. And what I'm saying, you accept she wants something from you besides your dick. The only thing she did was give you some fucking pussy. And she really believes that she can ask you for whatever she needs because of it? And you don't think you should have the same action? Why can't you do the same, man? Shit, you gave her some dick. You made her come. All she did was give you some pussy and made you come. I mean, I always believed in the saying, fair exchange is in no way robbery. If her sex organs is worth gifts, so is mine. So I'm going to leave you guys with this thought-provoking set of questions. number one, are you doing what you want to do in your life at this point? If you are, great. If you aren't, have you made any adjustments so that you can soon see some progress toward that goal? Or did you wake up this morning accepting yesterday's defeat? I mean, are you taking yesterday's defeat with you today and going to carry that defeat into tomorrow? I'm saying, did you see success in any adventures you've been on in the past few months? You did? Ha! That's good. The venture you saw success on, did it bring you any closer to your ultimate goal? Even if it didn't, success is success, isn't it? You probably used that success as a stepping stone to get to the next phase of your plan, right? One last question. Can you see now what your goals for your future will do for you? I'm out.